Are you hearing God for this new year? If not, you want to listen in. And if you are, let's see if we're hearing the same things. So sundown, October 2nd, 2024, marks the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, also known as the new year on the Hebrew calendar. Now, this is the first of the high holy days that initiates 10 days of repentance ending at Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement. So you might say, Janelle, well, I'm Christian. Why should I pay attention to the Hebrew calendar? Well, being Christian means that we do have Hebrew roots, and we should pay attention to not only New Testament, but the Old Testament. And paying attention to Jewish culture can reveal to us things that God is trying to say to us now, today. And it just really helps us get a bigger picture of what God is doing in the spiritual and in the natural. And so I find it very interesting that the Hebrew calendar New Year comes before the New Year on the Gregorian calendar, like the actual calendar that we go by here in the United States. And so paying attention to the Hebrew calendar can help us believers in Christ hear the voice of the Lord and receive guidance to prepare us for the natural happenings of 2025. So let me start with a brief foundation by which I encourage all to continue to research and hear the voice of the Lord for yourselves. Well, the new Hebrew year we're entering is 5785. Both Hebrew and Gregorian New Years end in 5, which of course caught my attention. And 5 means grace, abundance, favor, redemption, fivefold ministry, the responsibility of man, behold, and to reveal. So some scriptural references that you can go to are the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 20 through 23, the book of Psalms, 119, verses 33 through 40, and continuing to pay attention to this number 5, I went to my notes to recap what God said about 2024. And my notes read that it's the year of the open door, which also stemmed from the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Dalet, which means door. And it even looks like an open door when you look at it. And a door is an opening or entrance, symbolic of transition and also our hearts. And the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is He, H-E, which means to look or behold. And there's several scriptures that start with behold. And so every time I see that, it's like, pay attention. There's something revelatory here. And so I was brought to the book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 20, that says, behold, I stand at the door and know. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Isn't that beautiful? And so 2024 is the moment of decision at an open door. And 2025 is the year that the effects of those decisions made in 2024 will be evident. I also hear the Lord say that because of the decisions people choose to make, there will be even further separation among the people. You are either in or out. You are either in Christ or outside of Him. Now, this is your choice and the decision each person has to make. And there's no gray area here. If you're like, no, I'm on the fence, I'm not choosing, well, you already know you're out because there's no lukewarmness in here. You're either hot or you're either cold. So believing in Christ Jesus is not enough. Demons believe and tremble, but they are not in Christ. They know the truth of Christ, but they're not believing being in Christ. They are outside of Christ. This is in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 19. So some people even claim to be Christian, but they're not in Christ at all. They may look like Christians, speak Christianese, the Christian lingo, wear the Christian shirts, and even attend church, but they lack the fruits of the Spirit. They don't pray and seek the Lord, and their private devotional life is practically non-existent. Now, the Lord led me to recall the parable of the 10 virgins, and this is found in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. And the word of the Lord is so important to me, so I'm going to read this chapter out for you closely, and you can go ahead and grab your Bibles and read along as well, or go to BibleGateway.com, type in Matthew chapter 25, 1 through 3. It'll give it to you there in all the versions you choose. Pick one of your preference and let's go. So the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now, 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So what stood out to me for the sake of this teaching is verse 10, where at the door was shut to the foolish virgins. The wise virgins were the ones who had prepared for the coming of the Lord. So here we see the consequences for the foolish who were not prepared. They were distracted and shut out. These wise virgins were overcomers. They prepared and endured until the end. So going back to Revelation, there is a word for the overcomers at this time. And so I'm going to go and say a word to those who are distracted, whatever that distraction may be. It could be social media, it could be friends, it could be social circles, it could be career, it could be your self-ambitions. Do not be distracted. This is supposed to be your time of preparation and waiting for the Lord. And be like those wise virgins that are overcomers. So in Revelation, this is the word for the overcomers, those who endure until the end. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelations chapter 3, verse 12 says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And this made me think about success. Now, not worldly success. I'm talking about real, eternal success that can translate into this earthly realm, but success is opportunity plus preparation. So if you want success in 2025, the opportunity will be there, but there has to be a time of preparation. If not, the equation doesn't work. The letter He also means repentance. So what is your choice while that door is still open? Will you choose to be fully in Christ? Either you're fully in or you're fully out. The choice is yours. If you are reading this and feeling convicted from the Lord, remember, the Lord does not condemn, but now is your best moment of decision. God is calling you closer to Him to be consecrated and sanctified and fully committed to His purposes. Don't wait another moment. God loves you. Don't wait another moment. Don't let the door be shut. This is the perfect moment to turn it around. Ask Jesus to come into your heart as your Lord and Savior, to ignite that fire within your heart. Repent from your foolish behavior and ask God to lead you into a season of preparation for the things to come, for what's going to be here in this next season and this next year. So I'm going to leave you with Psalms 119, 33 through 40, which is actually the hey, and this is quite appropriate. And so take this into your heart, read it, recite it, and may that be our closing prayer for today. It says, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My desire is for you to live a powerful life in Jesus Christ and through the constant infilling of the Holy Spirit. If you are interested in more content like this, please visit and subscribe to the link that's in the show notes, and also stay tuned for part two. It's going to be a continuing of preparing for 2025 and what the Lord is saying. So hear the word of the Lord and stay tuned for the next episode.